Paul, I guess, first of all, what can you tell us about Josh Morrissey's situation tonight?
Just got dinged up in warm-up. We feel right now it's precautionary and that we'll be hopeful tomorrow. We'll list him as day-to-day.
For Carl Dahlstrom coming in to make his Jets debut, how do you think he handled it?
Well, really well, considering he found out about 4 minutes before the game started, so he got dressed quickly and really hasn't had a full practice with our team yet, so I was happy with the way he competed and played.
Josh, did he take a puck or was it a collision?
Ran into a couple of guys bumped.
You had high praise for Brossoit after Friday's game. What do you think of his performance tonight?
Sadly, he was fantastic. You know, I mean, the number, when you play as well as he played, you deserve a better number and should be sitting in the locker room having a good feeling right now. But, boy, he's been like that right from the start of camp. He's just been right on for us, and we got in trouble there in the second period, obviously, and he didn't show it. He was composed, made great saves, and gave us a chance to hang around a little bit anyway.
You've also talked about how good he is at high volume of games. Do you have any theory on why that is?
No, I mean, we're not trying to test the theory, I'll tell you that, but there are guys out there, and I think Mike Richter might have been one that his, you know, I mean, his save percentage and winning percentage was spectacular. There are certain guys that get into that rhythm in a high volume game, and they're just great.
Paul, I think shot at 59, shot attempts very much in your favor through 20. Did you feel that was a pretty good road first period, and then maybe what switched for the second?
We liked it. We just, you know, they scored that first goal on us, and then we get a mix up on a face off goal, so it's two really quick ones, and then we just opened up, tried to get it back, and just made a bunch of decisions that put our defense in a really difficult place. So, you know, that five-man defensive game became a split between our forwards and D, and they got right up the pipe on us real fast.
Did you like the two switches you made? Patrick obviously gets the goal, and Kyle had a ton of chances there in the third period, it seemed.
Yeah, I mean, our structure of our lines right now is quite a bit different than it was last year with just some injuries. So what that does is it lets Kyle play with some more speed with Nick Ehlers, and they can come out in a different time in the rotation. I thought Kyle got better. You know what? I think Mark Scheifele worked as hard as I've seen him work since a playoff game. I mean, he Blake always looks the way he does, but Mark battled and competed, and it's important in a game. Like, it gets away from you, and you got some young guys back there. They need that kind of leadership. I thought those two guys worked incredibly well.
That group has been, that defensive group has been, it's been pretty eventful for them right since training camp, right up till now. How do you think they've handled themselves?
You know what? Pretty darn good overall. Avili Haino only played 23 minutes tonight, right? He's 18 years old, for God's sake. I mean, so I'm really happy with him. Neil Pionk's been really good. Boteto and Pullman are playing consecutively now in games, and that's not something they've experienced in the NHL. Can't comment on Josh's game tonight, but we're still learning about. I've got Dmitry Kulak playing his offside in the with the one pair. Like, that changes things, right? So, yeah, it's tough for those guys right now, but I think they've handled it really well. I'm not disappointed with their effort by any means.